You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, I've got a pretty standing rule that I don't travel during holidays, holiday weeks, unless it's a road trip. I don't like to fly during.
You don't like all the hustle and bustle, right?
There's too much.
Too much.
So Gretchen just dropped off Zoe at the airport, and the word back, and by the way, this is not DIA, so don't flip out about DIA, is that it is an insane madhouse.
Oh, I bet.
With lines that are stretching around, you know, quarter of a mile or whatever for everything. And it's just, she has no choice. She has to fly, and I'm not going to go into why, but she had no choice. She's got to take this trip. It is not for Christmas. It's not for fun.
Yeah.
But man, Jared just drove home. I don't want to fly during the holidays.
Absolutely, personally. Man. Just the mass of people right now. And, you know, with the pandemic and everything, I just don't want to be around that many people. And that's one of the things that deterred us from moving out of state. Because, I mean, we talked about Iowa quite a few times. And then it's like, well, then we got to travel during the holidays. Or people have to travel to come see us. And we didn't want to do that. And we didn't want to put that burden on
Except
other people.
You guys drive to Iowa. And I wouldn't have a problem driving anywhere.
Yeah, we've flown quite a few times, too.
To Iowa?
Yeah, we have. Hmm. Yeah, we fly into Moline, actually.
Moline. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that, for sure. So anyway, my heart goes out to everyone who's going to be dealing with flights over the next, 10 days, roughly? Yeah. Good luck.
Wear your mask,
and I would say leave so much earlier than you think you need to.
Yeah.
And I know it's a drag just sitting around at the airport, but believe me, I've got three stories of people in the last year who have missed flights and thought they had allowed plenty of time. So just a word to the wise, bring a book.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And
Dom and Jeremy podcast.
Dom and Jeremy podcast is a great idea. You just, as long as you can get through with your bags, get through security, just get to the gate. And if you have to hang there for 2 hours, so
be it. Yeah, it's better than the alternative.
Missing a flight is one of the worst things in the world, especially having to make it up with everything booked for Christmas. So
good luck. It's going to be a planes, trains, and automobiles situation, I think.
Exactly.
Look it up.
So you and I were both up very early this morning.
Yeah. You're dealing with all that kind of stuff. I was up at 12:30 and then could not go back to bed last night because actually it was because I was extremely happy. A little bit of a backstory. I'm a huge Ford guy. I'm a huge car guy. I've owned like 30 cars. And, you know, when a year ago or so the Ford announced their new Bronco was coming out, I started lusting like crazy. Not the little sport one, but the big one that's coming out. And I've wanted one for the past year, like really, really bad, but you just can't get your hands on one. So with that backstory being said, I went to sleep last night, head hit the pillow, and man, deep, hard sleep. And I started having vivid, vivid dreams, extremely realistic dreams of Christmas morning, spending it with the kids, my wife. We were wrapping up, and Nick Nack came over to me and said, "Oh no, there's one more gift. And sure enough, we walked over to the garage door and opened it up, and she hit the garage door button for the big door, and it went up, and sitting right there on the driveway with the red bow on it, of course, was a brand new white four-door Bronco, and I started weeping in my dream, bawling.
Who are you? O.J. Simpson with the white Bronco?
Right. Just pure joy, and I ran over, and I was hugging the Bronco, and I woke up from my dream. 12:30, actively crying in bed.
That's
I had tears, man, bawling because I was so happy. Well, and then I had to pee. So then it was like I had the adrenaline rush of that.
Know, your wife might have some tears too, and that would be tears of laughter if you tell her this dream.
I did this morning.
And
right
did she just burst out laughing
she's
going to go buy you a $1 million truck?
Well, they're like 70 grand. No, I'm not getting one. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She would have tears of laughter. Like,
but
oh,
she
yeah,
did.
I'm gonna, I'm going to buy you a $70,000 truck.
It's not going to happen. I think the big takeaway, the funny thing about it was that I did actively wake up crying my eyes out. Like, the pillow was wet, man.
Oh, well,
I was crying.
Sure,
that has never happened to me.
You sure that's not the sweat that you always do at night?
No, it was tears, man.
Tears.
Has that never happened to you? Like, I've always woke up, like, you know, with the terrified dreams or being scared or whatever. I've never woke up crying tears of joy ever.
I haven't woke up crying. Big man, baby.
I am a big baby, huh?